I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Really Happen radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And we're still having some technical issues trying to connect with Dahlia Mae Lachlan, who's the author of these wonderful children book, but hopefully she'll be online here in just a couple of minutes here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dan the man is in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Now, interesting article that came out from AmericanProsperity.com, and they're talking about the big lie contest. Of course, we know the big lie of 2013 was, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz is already in the finalists for the biggest lie of 2014, coming on out there and saying that the midterm elections this November are not a referendum on Obama or Obamacare. And I'm sorry, Debbie, but yeah, you're all going to be wearing that albatross into the November elections. And there is nothing that you can say or do that is going to change that one tiny bit. By backing Obama's fraud, which is what Obamacare is, it's a huge fraud to loot more money from the American people. And by supporting it and backing it, you get to ride that down to destruction. Obamacare is the Democrats' petard. Now, over on the Republican side, of course, as you know, Sheldon Adelson is sort of this Las Vegas godfather. He owns all kinds of casinos. He's under investigation for corruption in China. And apparently he's now under investigation here in the United States of America for a money laundering probe. And we're watching what's going on there. Now, there's a key witness, Curtis Pope, is basically having to go into hiding because he's concerned that Sheldon Adelson or some of his GOP associates might wish him to become really, really depressed or take a trip in a small airplane or any of these other methods that they use to cover political assassinations in this day and age. One of the biggest problems the United States government has is they're trying to run the country by public relations campaign, by marketing, by advertising, by selling. And that's not what government is supposed to be. You expect that from corporate media, but government isn't supposed to be all about advertising and promoting their self-image. And over in New York, they tried to launch a social campaign on Twitter where they had hashtag MyNYPD, in which the New York Police Department asked people to post pictures of pleasant encounters they'd had with the New York Police Department. And, of course, this backflashed on them tremendously because hashtag MyNYPD is showing all these pictures of police brutality, police shooting innocent people. A lot of this comes from the abuses by the NYPD during the Occupy protests. And what's really alarming is that somebody inside the structure of the New York Police Department actually thought this thing was going to work. That we're going to get people to just, you know, come on in there and they'll post all these pictures of their wonderful experiences with the New York Police Department. And they actually did not anticipate that this was going to happen. Now, there's another article that's over, actually, it's a YouTube video, The Frightening New Technology Transforming State Surveillance. And it's basically talking about a system that is starting to come into use in the United States of America involving facial recognition. Now, up until now, facial recognition has been applied at airports, scanning faces and looking for people. And it's not a robust, reliable technology, sadly, because the experiments up to date have produced lots and lots of false positives. And no real terrorists. Well, they're taking it one step further, and that is they've got a system where the police officer, using his smartphone, can take a picture of your face. It goes into the cloud and comes back saying, yes, this person is wanted for smuggling white Anglo-Saxon Protestants into Mexico to pick the watermelon crop or some such. And we know the system can false positive. And we know the police overreact to even the slightest hint of wrongdoing. Since 9/11, the civil police in the United States have murdered 8 times as many innocent Americans as the terrorists have. And so if this facial recognition system makes a false positive because you look an awful lot like this known terrorist, they could wind up just shooting you dead on the spot. Now, apparently over in Asia, there's been yet another incident of a riot triggered by government officials. And apparently in this case, and this was being reported over at LiveLeak, some inspectors apparently beat up an innocent bystander for taking video of them. Immediately, a crowd formed around them and stripped these inspectors naked and then beat them up. So, interesting article over at 12160. If you see something, say something, heck yes. And basically what he's saying is all American citizens have an obligation when they see the police misbehaving, when they see politicians lying, when they see corruption, they should stand up and make as much noise about it as they can. And yes, you should. And yes, it carries risks, because 20 years ago, I did this. You know, quite by accident, I stumbled across evidence that the FBI was fraudulently manufacturing evidence in the Vincent Foster case. And I tried to go to the authorities, I tried to go to the media, I got blacklisted out of Hollywood. But if all 330 million Americans are standing up and denouncing police brutality, political corruption, and misbehavior by the government, they can't throw us all in prison. They can't wreck all of our lives. They won't be able to, you know, collect any taxes. Whatever's going to happen, it has to be done by all the Americans acting together. Can't just be a group here and a group there, because the government can deal with that. But there's going to come a time where there's going to be an incident that will so enrage all the American people, they will stand up all at the same time and say, okay, we've gone as far as we can go. Alrighty, now there's an interesting story over at leaksource.info, and it relates to the NSA spying. And this is hard on the heels of the revelation that there are 24 models of DSL wireless routers in the market that had a built-in backdoor. It was discovered last Christmas. And the router manufacturers all issued this patch, and then the same security experts who originally found the back door have looked at the new patched version of the routers and discovered the back door is still there. All the patch did was try and hide it, make it harder to find. So it turns out there is an internal NSA catalog regarding something called the Ant Division, and it's basically a catalog of exploits for nearly every major software, hardware, or firmware product out there. It's all backdoored. And they have this catalog where somebody working for the NSA can say, oh, this guy's running Windows 7 with this patch and this router, and they can just flip through the book, and there are the step-by-step instructions on how to break into their machine and steal their business secrets or plant child porn on them or whatever else it is that they want to do here. All of this, of course, highly illegal, unethical, immoral. Meanwhile, over in Great Britain, despite exhortations by Clapper that we shouldn't look at Edward Snowden as a hero, he's the bad guy, we're the good guys, we're the CIA, the sweetest-smelling spies in the world. Polls over in Britain are showing that two-thirds of the British people say that Edward Snowden's revelations were good for society, and that the newspapers that reported those stories did the right thing. Because we, the people, need to know when these governments are acting illegally against us, when they're spying on us for no reason at all. The vast majority of Americans are not doing anything at all, and they should not be spied on, especially those young hotties undressing in their bedroom. They shouldn't have to be afraid of their webcams, some government thug out there having a good time spying on them. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We're still trying to connect with Dee McLaughlin. Blew that one. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam, and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cal mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And joining us on the line here from down under in Australia is Dahlia May Lachlan. She is the author of a series of books. It's called the Awaken Your Kids book series. And Dahlia sent me a couple of them. And for those of you watching on BAM User, these are the covers. She sent me The People Who Refuse to Be Sheeple, and Great Monster Corn. You can probably figure what they're about. These are very wonderful children's books that present the other side of the story of GMO and government encroachment on our rights, and I think they're wonderful. And much to my delight, they are available here in the United States of America over at Amazon. And we did link to the Amazon page from whatreallyhappened.com. So, Dahlia, thank you very much for spending some time with us today. I understand it's really early in the morning where you are.
Ah, it's a pleasure, Michael. It's a pleasure. And I've got to send you The Big Fat Bank, which is all about it's all about the Fed and how there's this big money merry-go-round. So, yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, you know, I looked at the books, and they're very well illustrated, and I love the fact here that the one about the people who refuse to be sheeple is written pretty much entirely in rhyme, and I think it's on a par with anything that Dr. Seuss ever put out there. And just to read a couple of pages here. People are people, 2 feet and 10 toes, a brain for quick thinking, one mouth and one nose. People can question, read books from stacked shelves. They design and invent things, can think for themselves. But some while ago, the super rich did complain. Common people on earth are a pest and a pain. They said people are vermin, and it will be mayhem. Like mice in a plague, we need to control them. And these are really very wonderful books, and I do recommend them to parents who want to try and counter some of that Common Core propaganda. Their kids are being force-fed every day in the state-controlled schools. They're going to make wonderful birthday and Christmas gifts. Dahlia, I think the obvious question is, what motivated you to start this book series?
Well, I'm a filmmaker, and you know, making films is such an expensive exercise. And I just got so frustrated, you know, I'm immigrated. I've lived in the States and then I immigrated here and to Australia. And I just got so frustrated because we dominated by the Murdoch press. And everyone kind of seems to be living in this stupor and completely dumbed down. And so just one day I thought, well, I think we need to get to the kids because the parents, as soon as you talk about these issues, their eyes glaze over. So let's get to the kids first and maybe they can convert the parents. So I just started writing one book and then sort of it just snowballed from there and I just got inspired and so I've got another, you know, five or six that I want to produce as well. So,
they're very well produced. I mean, the graphics and illustrations, these are quality products. And, again, it is a counterpoint to the propaganda that's coming out. Now, I, too, come from a film background. I worked 30 years in the fields of computer animation and visual effects. And I worked on some projects down there in Australia, in Crow's Nest and Sydney and North Sydney. And yeah. I remember at the time, though, I found a lot of people, at least the ones in the companies I was working with, were getting very much clued into what was going on in the world. And I think the same thing is here in the United States. Yes, we have a lot of Americans that still are in complete denial. They don't want to admit we're the bad guys in all of this warmongering. But more and more people really are starting to pick up on it. And I think these people are going to want to look at these books as gifts for their children. Or for other people's children. Again, as you say, we've got to get to the kids because I don't know how it is down in Australia, but here in the United States we have this program called Common Core, which is just little more than a brainwashing program mandated by the federal government. They're teaching the children things like the Constitution is outdated, it needs to be changed, some of the Bill of Rights need to be gotten rid of. And what an absolute 180 reversal from when I was in school where we were taught the Constitution is the law of the land and it should be cherished and protected and defended. And today our education system is, you know, they're trying to force this whole global warming dogma on the kids, even as we come out of another record-setting winter up here. And again, it's nice to see some balance out there in these books.
Well, thank you, Michael. Yeah.
Okay, are they available anywhere else other than Amazon?
I've just put them on Lightning Source, so they should be available on Amazon, and I'm going to try link as many of these sites on my awakenyourkids.com website, and we did a print run, so they are available off the website too. So, we're just hoping to get another whole bunch out in the next year or so as well.
Well, again, we know a lot of the traditional brick-and-mortar bookstores in the United States have sadly gone out of business. There are the large stores like Walmart and Sam's Clubs, which do have book departments, and I'm very familiar with that because 2 years ago my wife and I were peripherally involved in a project to create a children's book. Unfortunately, this one was pushing environmentalism and global warming, so I wasn't all that thrilled, but it was a friend. And they got it into the book racks at Sam's Club. So I don't know if you have a U.S. sales representative yet or not, but approaching some of those big block stores might be a good way to go. But these are very, very good books. Do you have anything else you want to share with our listeners before we let you go?
Well, I really enjoyed your, you know, I was listening to some of your show yesterday, and you were talking about, you know, a lot about the banking fraud, and I think that's, you know, that was actually my first book, The Big Fat Bank, and you know, how there's this money merry-go-round, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and the bankers keep getting fatter and fatter. So I think there's just so many issues and topics that kids can be exposed to through these kind of Dr. Seuss, because I was a great fan of Dr. Seuss. So,
well, I think we all were. I'd like to continue our dialogue via email because I have an idea to share with you that might prove inspirational for yet another one of your books. But in the meantime, you do have these 5-6 books that are out there. They're available at Amazon. I just linked to your website, awakenyourkids.com, from my website, and hopefully it's going to drive some traffic over there, because I think it's really important that books with these alternative points of view that are accessible and understandable by children get out there. Because right now, this Common Core, it is just brainwashing our kids. And it is amazing to see some of the things that are being put into this program. They're not teaching critical thinking. They're not teaching analysis. They're teaching follow the instructions and do as you're told. And it's very sad to see that happen. So we're coming up on another commercial break here. So this is Dahlia May Lachlan. She's an author of this series of children's books, the Awaken Your Kids book series. And you do need to take a look at them. If you have children, if your friends have children, this is definitely something that needs to get out there. And they're well written, and they're very beautifully illustrated. These are quality books, and it's definitely worth looking at. Any final words, Dahlia?
No, thank you, Michael. Thank you for the support on the books. It's very, very encouraging getting getting your feedback, and it's great to have the support of people who are wanting to get these books to their friends and families as well.
Well, I already have two small people in my family that I'm going to be forwarding these on to almost immediately. So, Dahlia, we're going to let you go. We're coming up on another commercial break for our show. When we come back from this commercial break, we're going to be talking about the Internet. With the U.S. surrendering control of the Internet, it's now up for grabs for other places around the world. Is it going to mean more freedom of the Internet, or is every government going to come on in and try and impose their own control and censorship on it? This is a fight for freedom of speech in cyberspace, and we really need to look at this. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. There's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little drops.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, in the wake of the NSA scandal, the United States has been forced to cede control of the Internet to an international body. And they're getting ready to have the NetMundial conference down in Brazil, in which everybody's going to come together and say, how do we govern the Internet? Now, part of it, of course, is handling an assignment of IP addresses and domain names, which up until now has been exclusively under U.S. control. But it is to be expected that representatives to this conference are also going to be in there saying, well, you know, we have to get this whole Internet thing under control. It was never intended to be available to the general population. And, of course, the independent media has proven to be a severe threat to the power structure, who have spent the last century being able to simply lie all they want to the people of their nations to get what they want without being called on it until perhaps decades after the fact. And, of course, as we proved with that photograph of the Russian troops in Ukraine, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, right now, because of the internet and the independent media, the lifespan of a government lie can now be clocked with an egg timer. Now, apparently, and this is a story over in RINF.com, there's concern that part of the new international agreement, which is coming out of not only Brazil, but the Trans-Pacific Partnership, is to enforce global internet censorship, with the ISPs mandated to act as internet police. Now, the official reason given for this, of course, is enforcing intellectual property rights against content pirates. And this is something I think pretty much everybody except the content pirates can agree with. But obviously, when you put that mechanism in there, it gives governments the capability to censor things other than the content pirates at will. And that is the real danger. When you give the government power and authority to deal with a real crisis, the potential for misuse is there. And our government has a long track record of taking authorities to deal with legitimate problems and misusing them for their own purposes. And we do need to be concerned about that. Now, there's another story, and this came off of shtfplan.com. I'm sure you can figure out what that means, where they're talking about a newly developed algorithm developed at the University of Virginia and funded by the U.S. Army is an attempt to create a pre-crime algorithm. Remember the movie Minority Report, where they had a bunch of psychics floating in a pool who would see violent crimes before they happened, and the police would go in, grab the people, throw them in prison, even though they hadn't actually done anything, because the psychics had said, yes, they're about to commit these horrible crimes. Well, apparently psychics are in short supply right now, or at least reliable ones. And so the government, the U.S. Army, is funding this research at the University of Virginia to develop a computer algorithm that will go out and look at all of your social media, your digital interactions, your surfing habits, where you're browsing, and from that attempt to determine what actions you're likely to take in the near future. They're going to make a lot of money off of this, and I predict it's going to be another one of these boondoggles with thousands and thousands of false positives, and raising the possibility, how do you prosecute somebody or imprison somebody for something that they haven't actually done yet? But this is the way they're trying to go. They're trying to regain control of the internet, turn it to their own purposes. And remember, everything we're seeing happen right now with the internet and the independent media, it all happened before, back when Gutenberg rediscovered movable type printing and books became affordable to the middle class, literacy exploded, and people started finding out that there were different points of view about a lot of what they were hearing from their rulers and their clergy. And the power structures tried to fight back, take control of it. Ultimately, it failed, and ultimately will fail again. The environment, the information environment, has changed. And those political, social, religious entities that can evolve to adapt to this new environment, they'll do okay. And those institutions that cannot evolve to adapt to the new reality are doomed to go extinct. And I think the United States government is one of the latter, because they are trapped by the burden of some 200 years of accumulated lies that they can never admit to. Okay. Now, little technical announcement, and this is coming from our control room. A lot of people have been concerned over the inability to listen to the RBN radio shows on the RBN archives. There have been some problems. As you remember, RBN got hacked a little while ago. There are people out there who don't want you to listen to what we're saying, don't want you to get that information, don't want you making good choices. They just want you to believe as you are told to believe. And I've just been notified that RBN is now going to be migrating their archives to brand new servers, high-speed servers. And so for those of you accessing those archives, those problems are going to be going away. I know they're working on fixing the iTunes feeds of our show. And, of course, for my show, there's always the current day's show is available as a podcast from my server. But for going further back, you need to go to RBN, and they're upgrading the system there. And they're able to do so. Why? because you, the listeners of Republic Broadcasting, have been very generous in going to republicbroadcasting.org and hitting that donate button and financially supporting Republic Broadcasting as we get the truth out to the people. And I just wanted you to know you're having an impact. You're giving us the support. You're giving us what we need to keep on doing what we're doing, speaking truth to power and getting the truth on out there. So this is your victory that we're able to move to these servers here. So thank you to those who donated, and shame on those of you who have not. Now then, we're going to move over here to Flight 370. Earlier today, we were seeing a story all over about the object of interest found on the Western Australian coast. And it was kind of a cagey story where apparently somebody walking along the beach south of Perth found three pieces of debris all clumped together conveniently on the beach, one of which was a piece of metal with rivets on it and what appeared to be either fiberglass or carbon fiber on the inside. And they were saying, oh, it's an object of interest, you know, Flight 370, blah, blah, blah. And there were no photographs provided of this object, even though photos had been taken and sent to the people in charge of the search for Flight 370. And I was scratching my head and saying, this feels like they're trying to keep us all focused down there south, even though the most recent evidence is indicating the plane was flying west and did not crash or encounter a water landing. Because remember, there were four emergency beacons on that plane that are designed to activate automatically if it detects an excess of G-force, meaning a rough landing or a crash, or if these beacons are exposed to water, they will activate. There were four of them on Flight 370. None of them activated. And that tells us this plane did not crash. It did not go into the water. It landed somewhere. And perhaps not too surprisingly, we've gotten a follow-up story, and this was reported over in the Daily Mail, that the piece of metal that was found on the beach in Western Australia is in fact not wreckage from Flight 370. But we made you look! Another story over in ex-Republic TV where some of the people involved in the search are saying from the beginning, we have not believed we're looking in the right place. And there's another story over in newsforge.com where some of these officials in charge of the search are now acknowledging that the evidence seems to indicate the plane did not crash. It landed somewhere. Where else? Now, there's an interesting wrinkle to the story that came out of Press TV, and it has to do with those satellite photos that showed up that said, oh, there's all this debris all over the ocean, and this is where the plane crashed. And apparently, it's now come out that these satellite photos are of questionable accuracy and authenticity. They were provided by Inmarsat, and it turns out the largest owner of Inmarsat is Harbinger Capital. Now, you probably don't recognize the name because it's a changed name. It used to be called the Zapata Corporation, owned by the Bush family. So you think about that one for a while. But of course, according to CBS and the American media, we're just obsessing about Flight 370. Really, it's time to move on. Pay no attention to that missing 777 until it shows up flying towards New York in Aeroflot livery. Now, we're seeing a lot of coverage on TV right now about the trial of Byron Smith. 65-year-old guy, had been burglarized several times, lives in a high-crime neighborhood, and he put up security cameras and alarms, and he got himself some firearms. And apparently, he shot and killed two teens who were breaking into his home, and they've put him on trial for premeditated murder. Why would they do that? I'll give you the reason, I think, when we come back from these commercials.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of our program today here on this Wednesday. And we're talking about the case against Byron Smith, 65. Now, he is a homeowner, and he has been the victim of crime before. So we've got security cameras and alarms, and he armed himself with legally owned firearms. Two teenagers tried to break into his home, and he shot them. And he is now being charged and tried for first-degree premeditated murder. And it really doesn't make a lot of sense, because how could he premeditate the murder when he didn't know those kids were going to break into his house? And I think what's really going on here is the U.S. government is aware that more and more Americans are buying firearms to defend their homes against escalating crime in the face of a police force that's too busy writing traffic tickets to deal with real robbers or muggers or burglars or rapists or whatever. And they want to discourage that. They want to remove the idea of home security defense as a justification for allowing the American people to purchase firearms. I mean, common sense has to tell you that what the Second Amendment at the very least does is allows Americans to keep and bear arms equal to, if not superior to, those in the hands of the criminals. And we know the criminals are getting assault weapons and automatic weapons from Fast and Furious. So I think they're trying to railroad this guy to send out the message that, no, if you get guns and you defend your home, you know, that you're the bad person. You know, you should just let the criminals come on in and take what they want and go away because you're saving lives that way. Now, these teenagers do have a prior record of criminal activity. Apparently, they were texting and tweeting how they were a burglary team and they just thought it was really wonderful. And I'm sorry the kids got killed. Okay. But they were breaking into the guy's house. Now, many states have what is called the castle law. As in, a man's home is his castle, and which basically says, if you are confronted in your home by an intruder, you can legally presume they represent a threat to your life and person. Now, the entire case against Byron Smith is that he had his own home security that was recording everything going on, and during the shooting, he was saying some very unpleasant things, like after he shot one kid, he said, "You're dead." Then he shot another one and shouted an expletive, and they're trying to portray this as this guy was enjoying doing it, and, you know, he was just waiting for these teenagers to come in so he could kill them. Well, if you've ever been in that situation of being in your home and discovering there's an intruder, you will know that your adrenaline is pumping like crazy, and you're not basically sitting there and thinking, well, if I do this, the courts will do that, and if I do this, the police will come in. No, you're thinking him or me, or her or me, because you are concerned that there's a threat to your life. And you may shout and say things that are not really appropriate, things you would not say in normal life, when you're up on that adrenaline rush of fighting for your life. And I think the reason they're trying to railroad this guy into prison on a first-degree premeditated murder is they're trying to discourage Americans from trying to protect their own homes against the criminals. Because if they can do that, then they can say, well, look, if you're not defending your own homes, well, the police will take care of you. You don't really have a legitimate reason to have any guns at all. And I think that's what's going on over there. Yes, you do have a right to defend your home and property against criminals. You absolutely do. Big, huge scandal. Apparently, the Internal Revenue Service has been handing out bonuses to their own employees with disciplinary issues, which is a polite term for drug offenses, watching porn on their computers. And apparently, they were handing out bonuses to their own employees who haven't paid their taxes. Because after all, when Sir Guy of Gisborne wants the thugs to go through Nottingham stealing pigs and chickens, he's got to share the pigs and chickens with the thugs, or they're going to quit doing that, because they know it's wrong. Now, getting on back to global warming, right now the United States is having the coldest start to the year since 1899. That's how cold it was this last winter. Now, over at Stephen Goddard WordPress, once again, they have caught the carbon Nazis tampering with the data, this time up in New Hampshire, where they were trying to prove there's warming, and they were caught basically depressing New Hampshire's prior temperatures by more than 3 degrees. They say, oh, we have to correct. We know that their thermometers were wrong. Really? Can't document it. They're just fudging the data any way they can. They're still, after all these record winners, after all these embarrassments and humiliations, they're still out there pushing human-caused global warming. The world is going to come to an end. It's all because of carbon dioxide, and the carbon dioxide is all because of you, and you will atone by paying carbon taxes and buying carbon credits. CBS is now saying that allergy season is caused by global warming. I got a huge list of all the things that are blamed on global warming. Increases in prostitution, acne, wars. It's just nonsense. All right, we're going to finish up real quick on Ebola. There is still no hard confirmation for this persistent rumor that there are now 40 Ebola cases in a hospital in Pisa, Italy. The official statement is these patients are suffering from travel-related fatigue. That's what they're saying. That's what we're saying. But the World Health Organization is now acknowledging that Ebola may be in Europe. So they're already hedging their bets. Now, non-government aligned aid groups in Africa are saying Ebola is now in seven countries. The World Health Organization is saying it's only two. It's only two. Now, you need to remember, back in 2009, remember the when pigs fly flu was declared a pandemic by the World Health Organization to stampede us all into buying Tamiflu, which we now know, looking back, was utterly worthless. The reason the World Health Organization was able to declare the when pigs fly flu a pandemic is they lowered the standard. They said pandemics used to be this many infections. This week we're going to say it's only this many infections. Oh, it's a pandemic. Buy the Tamiflu. Buy the Tamiflu. So I'm not going to trust the World Health Organization with anything they have to say about Ebola right now. Story over, and even the Washington Post is saying the Ebola outbreak shows no signs of slowing. Remember a week ago, oh, it's contained. We've got it under control. And now the Washington Post is saying, no, they don't. We're now up to 142 known deaths, 242 infections, and those are the only ones confirmed symptomatic. Remember, Ebola can take anywhere from 2 weeks to a month to manifest symptoms, and you can be infectious during that period. Now, we're getting more and more confirmation that the Ebola virus that emerged in Guinea is a new strain, very similar to Ebola Zaire, but different enough where apparently the standardized Ebola testing kits are missing a lot of these patients. They're getting false negatives. And that is a very, very alarming story. Now then, adding to our woes, apparently there is a new antibiotic-resistant MRSA superbug now in the United States. Yesterday we were talking about how it had broken out in Brazil. Now it's here in the United States of America. Part of the problem, of course, is the overuse of antibiotics. When they first came along, oh, the wonder drug, we're going to prescribe them for everything. And the microbes that weren't killed by the antibiotics reproduced, creating new strains that were resistant to the antibiotic. When you put a new product out there, whether it's antibiotics or GMO, the scientists all view the world as static. We do this, that will do that, and that's the end of it. No, nature responds. Nature reacts. Nature evolves. Pat Robertson is out there saying a doomsday asteroid could hit the planet next week. And the article was saying, is this the ravings of a madman or the vision of a seer? I'm coming down on the side of ravings of a madman, but if we get to May 1st and there's a giant smoking crater someplace, I'm willing to reconsider my position on that. All righty, another article over in biopsychiatry up in Canada, talking about mental illness and the pseudoscience of psychiatry. There are no actual definitive tests that say a person is mentally ill. It's all completely subjective on the part of the psychologists and psychiatrists who make money writing prescriptions and selling treatment. So it's another, basically, oh, we're going to invent illnesses to make money. The guy who created ADHD before he died admitted it was a made-up disease to sell pills. There's the music. Time for Claire and I to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We will be back tomorrow, Thursday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, please continue to donate to Republic Broadcasting. Remember, you guys just bought us a whole new bunch of archive servers, so good on you. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.